A Nashville court heard arguments Friday in a case involving doctor-assisted suicide. At issue, the line between treating pain and giving the terminally ill the means to end their own lives. The case was filed by John J. Hooker. The two-time nominee for governor has stage 4 cancer and wants a doctor to prescribe him medication that would kill him, practically instantly. Attorneys for the state say that would cross the line into assisted suicide, which is illegal in Tennessee. Doctors can prescribe pain medication like morphine even if they know it'll speed up patient's death, but they can't give a patient a suicide pill. On the other side, Hooker's lawyers say the Tennessee state constitution gives patients, not the government, the final word on medical decisions, including when they die. Hooker said after the hearing that principle is at stake.
And what right does the state of Tennessee tell me if I'm sick and burdened that I can't leave?
Hooker didn't testify, and Chancellor Carol McCoy didn't issue a ruling, but she says she wants to wrap the case up soon, before Hooker becomes too sick to see the outcome. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.